Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are invested in finding the hope, because hope makes a way for all things to become possible. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your resident Hope Smith and encouragement coach, here to help you jumpstart your journey to your big dream goals. Do you need that extra jumpstart? Then email me at CatherineLang@CatherineLang.com or just visit my website, CatherineLang.com, and sign up for your free 30-minute coaching session. I live in a house full of men, so I need that little extra jolt of encouragement. Many of the men in my house are hovering around that teen years. So they're old enough, and the others are old enough to be set in their ways, that they don't really join me in my need for change, which really encourages me. It inspires me. It motivates me. My husband frowns upon my constant changing. I've had to find ways to make my change realities happen so that I get my inspiration, but I also have to do it in a way that doesn't cause him even more stress, which can be discouraging to him. The juggling situation in my life is real. Feel for me. There are still those times when I do move all of the furniture from one room to the next, or I completely reverse a room, or I switch up my office so that I can work in a different location or with a different view. But I normally do that when he's not home alone. I mean, when he's not home and I'm home alone, and that's probably the reason he doesn't leave me home alone anymore. It just dawned on me, though, that one of the reasons that I do this when I'm home alone is not just to keep from annoying him, but it's because I stay motivated in my doing. Nobody's here to sap my energy away. I go, I take a break, I go some more, and I just keep going until I'm done. But when others are around, especially others that don't see my goal or don't understand my journey, or they say and do things that make me want to stop, or they don't want to be doing, and so they keep pushing me not to be doing any of this kind of stuff, it makes it difficult for me. But when I'm alone, I just keep going. I need to be invested in motivation, and almost as important as investing is finding places and ways to be motivated. I need to seek out the people that can help fuel my motivation. I need to seek out motivational opportunities. Motivation will flow. It will evaporate. It will keep going even when I am not. Which means if I want to have motivation for the times when I need to get going, then I have to be invested in motivation. Right now, today, there are dozens of events that offer motivation, encouragement, and inspiration. It matters not where you live because it's out there. You can find it. That means that if I want the motivation, I can get the motivation. Even if it's not within my community and it's not an in-person event, there's plenty of things that I can find online as well. There was a time when I attended events to get something, to fulfill a need or a want. I remember my very first writing conference. It was the Southern Christian Writers Conference down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They hold it every single June. And I was so excited because it was my first event and I was pursuing this new direction. I had the complete and total expectation that a publisher was going to chase me down, tackle me, and force me to sign a book contract, and even force me to take a huge signing bonus. That's the whole reason I went. I learned different almost as soon as I walked through the doors. And I adjusted my expectations so that I received plenty from my attendance, even though I didn't get tackled. But that first experience taught me I can find more than I ever imagined if I'm willing to be open and to look. Now I attend everything, with the expectation of walking away with some kind of motivation. It is my number one reason for attending any event. Attending an event with a determination to unlock some motivation means I always walk away with some motivation because I attended. That's how motivation works. If I seek out motivation, then I will find motivation. So I seek motivation in five main areas. I attend webinars, like online events, to gain a little motivation. Sometimes they're specific to my step, and sometimes they're just general webinars. But they're always feeding my motivation. I attend online gatherings, like Twitter chats, or Zoom hangouts, or any other type of casual activity. Although these offer informative opportunities or focus as well, they're usually just casual engagement opportunities. Plus, bacon, if you ever make one of the media chat Twitter chats online. So, be watching for the hashtag bacon or hashtag media chat. Bacon's important. I attend conferences, from social media to podcasting to writing to blogging. Just about any topic that seems remotely related to my focus can be fair game. Sometimes it's just anything. Being an extrovert, conferences are a major draw for me, so I'm looking for ways to feed my motivation. I also attend meetings. Yes, meetings. Any groups or organizations that are meeting in my community. And I attend networking events like the local Chamber of Commerce or other groups that are all about engagement. Motivation is everywhere if I look. About the only limits to finding places to fuel my motivation are my imagination. There are literally places to be motivated or people gathering that can give me the motivation I need going on every moment of every day. I just have to take the time to look, and I have to be willing to invest in the relationships that are going to be required in order to cultivate the motivation that I want from these events. We all need the encouragement and motivation to take that next step. Sometimes we just need a little encouragement and motivation to get up in the morning. Life rarely makes it easy, though, and the world seems determined to make it impossible. So sometimes I need more than just a little. But it's up to me. It's up to you to be invested in this journey enough to have a reservoir of motivation just waiting to fuel the going that needs to be gone. Being around people in any configuration can be a way of filling up my motivational tank. I always get something from wherever I'm going. And if, on those very rare occasions, I walk away with a lower level of motivation than when I show up, then I look at my own attitude first. I look at my own actions first before I even consider looking at the event or the other people that attended. Now, if on the rare circumstance that it was the event or the people, I just don't go back to that event. Before I attend an event, though, I make sure that my focus is on target. I make sure that I am trying to get that motivation. I have to be invested in the motivation if I want to find it. Once I have the right focus, then I'm ready to go. I find motivation by attending webinars, online gatherings, conferences, meetings, and networking opportunities. Those are the five main places that I go. In truth, there are very few events that I attend where I can't find at least a spark of motivation for my going. I started attending webinars when they were just audio events with, you know, PowerPoint slides. I went as much for the chat rooms and the engagement in those as I did for the information shared on the main screen. The enthusiasm of others is what sparks my own enthusiasm, and it drives me to take the next step or two. Now, I'm going to make a confession here. I have attended the webinars of Brian Harris, and I mean, I'm talking like 4 in 1 week, even though I knew exactly what he was going to say. It was the exact same webinar, same material, same slides, the whole kit and caboodle, but they were being hosted by different people. But I went because he was fired up, and his level of excitement provided fuel for my own motivational tank. It was not always about the content for me. I also find motivation by attending gatherings, online gatherings, everything from Twitter chats, which I love, to Zoom chats, or to other live streaming chats. I used to drop into these events when I could, or when I remembered them. But then I started making them a priority. And when I decided that they were important enough for me to invest my time, it changed everything. Not only do I get motivation from the events, but now I am personally connected with many of the attendees because of my irregular attendance. The connections I make can be as much of a motivation for me as the information I gain by attending these gatherings. Conferences are another event motivation for, location for me. My goal this year is to attend at least one conference per month, maybe a whole weekend, maybe a one day. The topic of the conference is not as important as the opportunity to be around others that are passionate and excited about what they are sharing. Ignited people ignite people. I set a plan for my engagement, my connection, and my sharing before every conference, which helps fuel my motivation. My motivation plan is almost as important as my packing. And since I have some friends getting ready for a conference right now, and they all keep sharing about their packing, I know how important packing is. Now, meetings do not have to be painful events. They can be motivational opportunities as well. A shift in my focus can allow me to attend any meeting, and I repeat that, any meeting, and it can become a motivational opportunity for me. I was attending a mandatory meeting each week that always stole part of my day. I didn't want to go. I was going because I had to go. Once I stopped going because I had to go, and I started going with the attitude that something is going to happen, things changed. The meeting didn't change. The content of the meeting didn't change. But because of the way I looked at the investment, my heart, my mind, and what I received did change. I started looking for ways I could learn or grow or share, even if it had nothing to do with the meeting itself. My seeking out the motivation allowed me to find the motivation. The event is often the catalyst for finding the motivation. It is not always the platform for which the motivation arrives. Networking events and activities can be a huge opportunity to fuel my motivational tanks. Our local Chamber of Commerce hosts a monthly after-hours event for local businesses. They also host a monthly breakfast. For me, the breakfast is always the best, and not just because there's bacon. It's a media chat thing. Stop by, visit us, you'll catch on. Most people are more infused with energy in the morning, and that is why it's such a good event for me. I take from their energy, and it translates into motivation for my day. Networking events may be focused on making and growing connections, but they can also be an amazing source for motivation. Having bacon is just a bonus. I can find motivation anywhere if I'm willing to look. Every event has the potential of motivation just waiting to be tapped into. But I have to be willing to look, and I have to be willing and sometimes daring enough to step out into the events that are available for me to attend. I get it. I understand. Sometimes I don't want to go. I know that being involved in events may seem overwhelming, or sometimes because of the place of discouragement you already are, it can be a challenge. But events are vital, vital to building the connections and creating the engagement opportunities that will present motivation when I need motivation the most to get going. Despite all the motivation out there, I'm not always motivated to do what I need to do. Let's be honest, okay? There are even days when I don't want to be motivated to do what I need to be doing, let alone what I want to be doing. In other words, just get away from me. I want to not do. I want to not do anything productive. I want to not do anything necessary. I want to not do anything you might want. I want to not do anything purposeful. I know it's not a good place to be, but I'm pretty sure it's not the right place to be. And I'm definitely positive that I'm not the only one that's ever found myself there. I find myself there from time to time, and I need something that'll kickstart me or boost me out of this place where I've settled into the not do. If I don't find that spark that will light me up and drive away the darkness, then I will stay held back into a place that I don't really want to be, despite the fact that I don't really want to be doing either. I am a firm believer that scripture teaches us to not forsake gathering together because of these very moments, these times when I am comfortable in my discomfort. When I get to that place, then I need others to give me the boost I need, even when I don't have the boost myself. I need others to be more than I can be on my own. See, we really are stronger together. Hebrews 25 in verses 24 and 25 puts it like this. We need to consider how we can encourage and motivate each other so that we can be equipped to do things out of love, to do the good deeds and the purposeful things which we are uniquely designed to do. And since we get this strength from each other, then we should not forsake meeting together so that we can get the encouragement and motivation necessary to step out into our unique purpose. When I make the choice to be out of connecting, to be out of relationship, then I'm setting myself up to be in discouragement. Things are going to happen, and I will not always be in a position to pick myself up. Sometimes I need you to do that for me, and I can't get that from you if I don't make a point to be around you. The disciples understood the power and the purpose of connecting. They were literally being hunted, and they had to hide how they were meeting together. But despite the dangers, they understood the value that would come to them from the meetings, and that value, the tangible benefits, pushed them to take the risk. Acts 2:42 reads like this. They devoted themselves to teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayers. Together. They came together. It is in the darkest times that we need the light of others to see where we're going. Although most events we attend these days may not be as risk-enhanced as the gathering of the disciples, the events will still provide the encouragement we need to get to doing what we need to be doing. You don't have to be an extrovert to benefit from the gathering together. We are designed, no matter which direction our personality traits may lean, introvert, extrovert, ambivert, we're designed to be in relationships, and we're designed for relationships. That means that we are stronger when we are in it together, when we invest in the connecting, when we invest in growing up, when we invest in doing things with each other and for each other. Attending events and investing in the action of coming together with others provides me with the strength when I don't have it on my own. I may be a natural-born encourager, but the enemy will still come at me with all the gusto that can be found in order to keep me from being encouraged to take my next step. I need to find regular groups to hold me accountable. I need to invest in things that allow me to self-motivate. I need to be looking and watching out for the words that I speak and the words that I hear. But I also should never forsake the importance of coming together through events, the value that I get when I am invested in you and I'm accepting your investment in me. Events don't have to be elaborate. They don't have to be organized. They don't have to be planned out. I just have to be intentionally seeking out motivation and motivational opportunities in the events that I'm attending so that I can receive the motivation that's there. Motivation is available. I have to be willing to find it and to give it and to receive it and to grow it if I'm going to get there. I'm Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith Extraordinaire because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.